On this week's Delmarva in Performance, pianist Leon Bates joins the Portland String Quartet in a program of Schumann, Schubert, and Amy Beach. Recorded live at Coastal Concerts in Lewis, Delaware. World-class chamber music with Leon Bates and the Portland String Quartet on Delmarva in Performance, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on WSCL 89.5 FM, made possible in part by Ocean Atlantic Sotheby's.
Good afternoon. I'm Cara Dahl Russell, and you've been hearing that promo for our new Tuesday night program, Delmarva in Performance, the past week or so. And here to tell you a little bit more about that before we get to today's final selection for our After the News at Noon series, The Music of Spring, our general manager, Dana Whitehair, is very excited and would love to tell you a little bit more about the Delmarva in Performance series.
I am. And I am excited. We have been, since last September, we've been gathering performances throughout the Delmarva Peninsula to put together a series of recorded live performances to bring to you, our listeners on Delmarva Public Radio, specifically on WSCL, on Tuesday night, starting this coming Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. We'll be kicking off the series, which is going to go for quite a few weeks. We're still collecting recordings, actually. That's why we don't know how long this is going to go. But we're going to kick off the series with five concerts from Coastal Concerts up in Lewis. And we did this last year. We highlighted some of the concerts from the Coastal Concerts season from last year. And we're going to kick off Delmarva in Performance with some of the recordings that we have recorded up there for this season. And we're starting off, as you just heard, with Leon Bates and the Portland String Quartet. It was an absolutely wonderful program, but that is just the beginning. There is the Prism Saxophone Quartet. There is the Miriam Anderson String Quartet. There is, Awadajan Pratt. Pianist Awadajan Pratt is one of the performers. And then the Coastal Concerts finished with the Borealis Wind Quintet. And those are the first five recordings that we'll be highlighting. We'll also be using some concert recordings that have been done here at Salisbury University and throughout the peninsula to fill in, because not all of these recordings are 2 hours long. But we'll also have some performances from the Chesapeake Chamber Music Series, or the Chesapeake Chamber Music Festival up in Easton. We will have some recordings from the Arts Council of the Eastern Shore down in Accomack County in the Eastern Shore of Virginia. We will have concerts from the Avalon Theater. We will have concerts from here on the SU campus. We recorded the American Spiritual Ensemble at Asbury Church, part of that. And some of the, hopefully we'll have some faculty and student recitals here from the Salisbury University Music Department and some other things as well. So we wanted to make sure that you knew, as though we hadn't already driven it into your head with our promos. And we also have been pounding away on Facebook as well, that the series is coming up starting on Tuesday. These are absolutely wonderful performances. We have felt for a long time that bringing you to these concert halls that you otherwise may not have been able to have gone to is part of our mission. And taking the community to these concerts and also bringing the community or the concerts to the community is part of what public radio has done for many, many years. I'm fairly certain, Cara, you might be able to help me out on this, but I'm fairly certain that Delmarva Public Radio did do some recording in the past for and aired some live concerts or some live concert recordings at one time. Maybe that was prior to both of our being here, but this is something that I've been fortunate enough to do at many other public radio stations, and it has worked wonderfully. It's a win-win-win-win situation. The artist gets more exposure. You get taken to concerts that are world-class performers that may not be within your means financially or may not be within driving distance, but we can take you there. And also, of course, you learn more about not only the artist, but also the presenting organization. And finally, of course, you, as a member of Delmarva Public Radio and as a listener to Delmarva Public Radio, you benefit because we're taking you to these concerts. So that's why we consider it a win-win-win-win, and we hope you will set aside some time starting on Tuesday at 7 p.m. on WSCL 89.5, and we'll kick it off again with the Leon Bates and the Portland String Quartet, and then we'll keep you up to date with what's going on week by week. But again, the first one will be Leon Bates and the Portland String Quartet, and then a week after that we'll have the Prism Saxophone Quartet, and then we'll keep you up to date with what's coming up. So we've got some wonderful programming on. It's unique, it's different, it's something that we haven't done here at Delmarva Public Radio for quite some time, and we're looking forward to getting this on the air and having you come along with us as concert goers.
And the host of that program will be Chris Rank. Chris Rank has actually lobbied for many years when we did not have a program like this. He lobbied for many years to do something like this, and there at that time wasn't the capacity or the will to do it, and that was even before I came here. And so Chris finally gets to realize his dream and bring you some local with Dana's help, of course, bring you, you know, our general manager slash engineer, Dana. We get to bring you local concerts, and Chris gets to share that with you as the host of that program on Tuesday nights at 7 here on WSCL.
May I make one more comment?
May he make one more comment.
May I? we want to make sure that, that people know that this is supported by Ocean Atlantic Sotheby's up in Rehoboth Beach. They are the major underwriter for this series, and people such as Peter and Judy Jackson have contributed to this. The Angel Foundation, when you hear throughout the week announcements such as programming is made possible by the family and friends of Eleanor Cohn, they contributed to this effort, and of course, more than anyone else, our listeners have contributed to this effort as well. So this is another example when we come to you at least twice a year and ask you to contribute to Delmarva Public Radio. This is another example of what we are doing and what we are trying to bring to you, and hoping that you enjoy, and we hope that you remember us when we come to you again, and that you remember Delmarva in performance, and appreciate the fact that we were able to bring these concerts to your radio. That's it. And Cara, I appreciate you allowing me to come in and invade your space here and promote Delmarva in performance. And again, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., we hope you'll join us, and we hope you'll join us every Tuesday.
Thank you, Dana.